What's up, everybody? Tyler here. No pull punches. I've been thinking about doing this for a while, and then I just keep putting it on the back burner. Really just needed to get motivated, you know. And my brother, you know, said, kept telling me, man, you need to go ahead and do this. You need to go ahead and do this. So I watched the debate last night, and I said, okay, now I'm motivated. And just to start, you know, to start on that, to touch on the debate last night, Bernie Sanders has completely won me over. I always liked Bernie. I've been going back and forth with who to support. This time around, Bernie, Biden, Kamala Harris, while she was in the race, you know, I just really couldn't figure out the best way to go. But once I really started thinking about it, once my guy Beto dropped out, that's who I originally supported and, you know, got to meet and talk to. And, you know, he's just like a younger Bernie to me. Maybe not quite, but anyway, when I sit and look at what Bernie talks about, I agree with 95% of what he says. You know, I support 1,000% criminal justice reform, you know, because the black community continues to get shit on, not just in the criminal justice system, but economically, environmentally. They're always, you know, they always get the brunt of all the bad shit that happens here, you know, and it's been happening for hundreds of years. Bernie has been consistent on civil rights his entire life. He literally was beaten and arrested by the police, protesting, marching with Dr. King. He's supported, you know, equality and equal rights for 40 plus years. And that's always my main issue, is civil rights. I support reparations 1,000%. Bernie said, you know, things that I don't completely agree with about that. You know, he's kind of danced around that issue. I wish he would just say, this is what we're doing with reparations. It's happening, period. But I think he'll get there. I mean, he's supported forms of reparations, you know, money going directly into the black community, complete criminal justice reform, and so on and so forth. Not to mention, you know, not just that made me decide to go with Bernie, but, you know, the man supports health care for everybody as a human right. And how can you call yourself decent if you think it's okay just because you're poor, you can be sick and die? That's basically what people are saying, you know. Well, we just can't afford to take care of everybody, especially our poor and most vulnerable who can't see a doctor when they're sick. You've had people in this country die, a lot of people, because they couldn't afford their insulin. They had to ration their insulin. That's fucking insane. You can't call yourself the greatest country on earth, and you've got your poor people dying because they can't even afford their medication, or they can't even afford to see a doctor in the first place. So I'm completely with Bernie on that. Climate change, come on, people. I'm sitting here in South Carolina right now. 3 days ago, it was a motherfucking tornado. Then 70 degrees without a cloud in the fucking sky. And now it's gonna snow today. I mean, what kind of shit is that? From 70 to 30 in 2 fucking days. And we just had a tornado destroy a bunch of shit before that. And this is in South Carolina, people. Something is going on. Scientists are saying something is going on. There's proof. There's evidence. Climate change is real. We got to do something or we're all going to fucking die. I mean, you know, it's just insane and ignorant to continue to ignore that. Bernie's been the biggest push for the biggest pusher of climate change and reform with how we do things. We have to do something. Immigration, you got to have laws. You can't have open borders, but you can be decent and compassionate. You don't rip children away from their parents, you know, when they're coming here to get away from violence. And you can't tell a woman who just walked hundreds of miles with her 2 and 4 year old, just so they don't get kidnapped and put into sex trafficking, and so they're not basically slaughtered, because that's what's happening in a lot of these countries. That's why these mothers are picking up and leaving. And to sit there and tell them, well, you didn't wait in line and do it the right way, so we're snatching your kids away from you, we're throwing them in cages, you don't know when or if you'll ever see them again, and you're going to jail too. I mean, what kind of shit is that? Who are we? You know, what does that make us look like? What does that say our values are in this country? And everybody says, well, how are you going to pay for everybody to have health insurance? How are you going to pay? We always find money to pay for every war we want to jump into. We spend more money on our military than the next 8 countries combined. That's fucking insane, man. We've got to have the strongest military. I support the military 1,000%. But we've got to have some common sense. You know what I mean? People being able to see a doctor and not going broke. People being able to get a decent education. People being able to drive down the fucking street. People of color, and not have to worry about being stopped and beat and possibly killed. We need to put the same emphasis on that as we do on the military. Period. There's so many changes we need to do, and he is preaching it and has been for years. And 4 years ago, you know, Democrats were calling him crazy and extreme, and now every Democrat's pretty much preaching the same message he is. So I'm going with the original, the OG, Bernie Sanders, man. He's got my full support. And another thing, just from the debate last night, you know, you got racist fucks up there like Michael Bloomberg, who's just a smarter, more polite Trump, is what Bloomberg is. He's a smarter, more polite Trump. He's a racist. He's a fucking cocky billionaire who thinks he can do whatever the fuck he wants, buy this election. He's been palling around with Trump for decades, man. You know, chilling, talking probably about a bunch of racist shit that they agree on, harassing women. I mean, I can't believe he was even up there. And to speak on race, you know, nothing aggravates me more than how the majority of white people in this country still see race. Racism is not over. That shit did not end in the 60s like so many people like to think. It's still very real. It's still very alive. Talk to people in the black community. They'll tell you, oh no, this shit ain't over. As a matter of fact, we got a long fucking way to go. I've been in these communities. I've talked to these people my entire life. I've seen racism firsthand. To my fellow whites, we got to do better, man. We got to do better. It's fucking insane the shit I hear people say that they think is okay or normal. And the worst of these people, look, when you try to talk to somebody white, you know, me as a white man myself, when you try to talk to so many white people in this country about race, they don't want to hear it. As soon as you bring up race, they shut the fuck down. Or they hit you with the, why do we always have to bring that into everything? Because it's involved in everything. We have a racist criminal justice system. We have a racist economic system. We have a racist healthcare system. This is just the truth. Period. Do your fucking research. Read. Black people make up 14% of the population in the United States and 50% of the prison population. How have we moved on? How have we made all these strides so many people in the white community like to say we've made? It's bullshit. Now, have we made progress since Jim Crow, you know, in the 60s? Of course. Have things improved some? Sure. And that's all good. Nobody's saying that they haven't. But things aren't equal now. That's fucking crazy. We've got so far to go. And that's another reason why I support Bernie Sanders. He's been speaking out against racism since he was getting his ass whooped by the police for speaking out against racism when he was in his 20s. He endorsed Jesse Jackson for president in the 80s. Well, I mean, white people still hate Jesse Jackson, but they hated it even more then. Hated him even more then. Bernie Sanders endorsed Jesse Jackson in the 80s, and a lot of people don't think that's a big deal or that don't matter. It does fucking matter. The guy's been authentic his entire life and career. He's told the truth. No scandals. He hadn't harassed women. He hadn't said a bunch of racist shit. He hadn't made billions of dollars. He hadn't changed up once. Now, has he done everything that I agree with? No. Is he perfect? No. But he is the exact opposite in every way of Donald Trump. That's why if you are a Democrat, you need to get behind Bernie Sanders. He is our only hope at beating this motherfucker. Young people love him. The only way you beat a bunch of older racist white folk at the polls is by getting a lot of young non-racist people to outnumber them. And you're not going to do that with these other candidates. I like Joe Biden. I think he's a good guy. You know, I like all of them except for Michael Bloomberg. But they're not going to get young people and people of color and other minority groups to show up to the polls. They're not going to do it. Bernie has a fucking army. I mean, he really does. Just look at his rallies. 15, 20,000 people. Joe Biden had like 8 at the last fucking rally I watched of his. I'm not hating on Joe Biden. I'm not taking shots at Joe. I like Joe, but Joe's not going to be what we need this go around. You know, I mean, it's it. We got to get behind Bernie. And, you know, just to touch back on the race issue a little bit more, it's so aggravating. You know, I was watching a speech by Tim Wise, and if you don't know Tim Wise, you should look him up. He said, if you're a white man in the United States and you turn into a progressive or a liberal or whatever, you know, they call us. He said, if you're from up north or out west or something like that, more than likely you became a progressive because of climate change, health care, education, and all those things are important. I'm not saying they're not. I support reform and, you know, all those areas too. But he said, if you're a white man in the South and you became a progressive, it's because of race. And he's absolutely right. The racism that I've seen towards communities of color, specifically the black community, is evil. It's disgusting. I've stopped talking to members of my family. I've stopped talking to, air quotes, friends, because they're not my fucking friends, but people I used to associate with here and there, once I realized who they really were, they're cut the fuck off. And that's how you combat prejudice, you know. If you're white and you actually care about this shit, you have to speak out. You can't just sit there and say, man, that's fucked up. I don't see color, though. I like black. If you're arguing with somebody white about race, just to get off top, and they say, I don't see color, or I have black friends, that's the first indication that they're really a fucking racist. But, you know, I've seen it my entire life. I've been around this my entire life. And, you know, if you care, you have to do something. If you really care. And you're not one of those people that's just blowing smoke because you don't want some black people to get pissed off at you. I'm talking about if you really care about changing the culture and the system in this country to treat everybody fairly, you have to use your white privilege to speak out when you hear this hateful, stupid shit from these fucking rednecks and from these Trump-loving motherfuckers. You have to. And look, when I say rednecks, I'm not talking about all white people. I'm not saying all white people are racist. You know, there's a lot of great white people who try to speak out against racism, you know, on a regular basis. And when I say redneck, I'm not talking about people that like to hunt or fish or anything like that. No, people know what I'm talking about. Those Confederate flag flying, you know, Trump is the greatest of all time. Obama wasn't even an American. I'm talking about those ignorant motherfuckers. You have to speak out against those people because, just in my experience, the majority of white people that you still run across, especially in the South, are still racist. They can say they're not all day because they've had somebody black spend a night at their house, or because they don't see color, air quotes. But it's bullshit. So really, you know, I'm not going to go too long on this or whatever, but I did want to say something after the debate last night. We do need to get behind Bernie Sanders at this point. He's our only shot to get this guy out of here and have some type of decency and progress in this country. And, you know, I'm not a huge Bill Maher fan, but I do like a lot of the stuff he says because it's true, and I don't like a lot of the stuff he says. But the one thing he said that I agree with, and people say it's crazy. People think it's crazy. It can't happen here. This is the United States, blah, blah, blah. If Trump wins again, I don't think he'll fucking leave. I think we will be on our way to a full-blown dictatorship. Because think about this. He already doesn't give a fuck about the law. He breaks the law constantly. He doesn't give a fuck about honoring anything Congress says. He just does whatever he wants to do. I don't want to answer to Congress. I'm not going to. I want to order strikes and kill a bunch of motherfuckers without their approval. I'll do it. I don't have to answer to anybody. That's what dictators do. I'm going to appoint all my buddies around all the powerful positions so they'll just do whatever I say and have my back no matter how fucking insane what I'm trying to do is. That's what dictators do. And even if he loses this time, he's not going to leave willingly. Could you fucking imagine Donald Trump losing the election and getting on stage and saying, I called President-elect Sanders to congratulate him on a tough-fought campaign, and I really hope and pray for his success and the success of all Americans, and I will do anything I can in my power to make sure that happens. This is Donald Trump. Of course he's not going to say that. He's going to say, well, it was rigged. It was rigged. Millions of Mexicans voted illegally. Like he said last time, which isn't true. That didn't happen. But he will say that, and his supporters, just like they always do, with everything he fucking says and does, they'll agree. They'll support it. They support everything he does and says. I've never seen anything like it. Didn't they get mad when you call him a cult? It's a cult. Trump fans are... It's a cult. When your leader tells you to do something and believe something and you just do it and believe it without even looking into it to see if it's true, that's a cult. When the motherfucker can do no wrong in your eyes, no matter how wrong it is and obvious it is, that's a cult. So my point is, getting behind Bernie Sanders is pretty important right now. If you care about civil rights, if you care about health care, and one thing I didn't even touch on, a living wage. People say, oh, well, you know, we just can't pay people $15 an hour. My rent is $1,100, and the minimum wage in the United States is $7.25 and has been for fucking ever. You cannot live off $7.25 an hour, even if you work 70 hours a week. I don't think it's radical to say that if you work a full-time job, 40-plus hours a week, that you should be able to afford an apartment and food and power. I mean, think about that. Well, he just flips burgers. Your fat ass is eating the fucking things. You're running and buying them constantly. So obviously you need somebody to cook them. So just because somebody's flipping burgers, they don't deserve to be able to live? You know what I... Think about that. Think about how you sound when you say that to the people that say shit like that. Because I hear it all the time. Well, I'm not... He doesn't deserve to make this or that. All he does is flip burgers. All she does is clean hotel rooms. All they do is this. Motherfucker, don't look down on somebody's job. They're working 40 plus hours a week just like you are. And I'm not saying they should be out here driving fucking Bentleys, cooking at Waffle House, but they should be able to go home knowing that they can afford their power bill, a car to get back and forth to work, health insurance, a roof over their head, school supplies for their children. That's not radical. To think that black people should stop being just completely mistreated by the criminal justice system, by the education system, by the economic system. To keep being the minority group in this country that gets the shit end of just the worst deal and the shit end of the stick every time, in every situation. So yes, supporting reparations is not radical, it's fair. It's the decent thing to do. Thinking that everybody should be able to have health insurance and they shouldn't die because they're poor is not radical. Thinking that we have to do something because it's 90 fucking degrees in Antarctica right now because of climate change, that's not radical. Southern whites just have been brainwashed, and not just, I mean, it's up north and too, but so many white folks have been brainwashed by their grandparents and their daddies and their uncles and all that shit, that those things can't happen here and shouldn't happen here, and that, you know, we're just perfect, and anytime you speak out against this country, you're a communist or a socialist or a traitor, or you don't love this country, you're not a patriot. What's not a patriot is supporting racism, inequality, bigotry in all these different type of ways that Trump shows his bigotry every day. That's not being a patriot. Just because you put an American flag sticker on your car and scream Trump 30 times a day does not make you a fucking patriot, no more than it does me. Jesus. I never thought we would be here. America has sinned a lot, and our greatest sin has been slavery. Our greatest sin has been slavery. We murdered and raped millions of our fellow countrymen and women and owned them as property. And now it's radical to support reparations. Now you're, well, and this is what I hear. Well, I didn't own slaves. That's fucking insane. It's not about that. It's about really having an equal and a fair country for the first time ever. Let's just be real in this country. This country has always been set up for whites to succeed and everybody else to play catch up. Especially white men with money. And I'm not cool with that shit. Nobody should be cool with that shit. So I support Bernie Sanders because Bernie Sanders supports equality in all its forms. And that's what I support. But, you know, we got a long way to go. So, you know, I'll touch on things in the near future some more. And I'm sure I'll be called every name in the book by a certain type of person when, you know, if they hear this. But I've been called that my entire life. That's one thing I never worry about when I speak. Well, these people might get upset. These people might get offended. I might get threatened or called some nasty shit. I've been getting that my entire life. I don't give a fuck. That's why I'll say whatever I want to say. I don't give a fuck. I really don't. People have to use their privilege. People have to use their voice. People have to stop being so cowardly. Do the right thing. Stand up for what's right. Make this the country that I believe the majority of Americans want it to be, a truly fair and equal place where we all can be together and have the same rights and freedoms and benefits. So let's be the greatest country on the planet. I'll be doing another one soon. God bless everybody. Take care.